And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. As always, we have Gerald Quigley with me in the studio.
Good
Hi
morning,
there,
Jo. Hugh. And look who we have.
And we have the lovely Luke Hines. Hello.
Hi, guys. Now, I know across Australia it might be a little bit grey, dreary and wet, but I feel very warm in your company.
Oh, stop it.
we will have you back.
We are sunshine personified, don't you know? Hey, listen. And I have to say, host of own cooking show, Luke Hines.
Oh, thank you, Jo Stanley. Cook with Luke. Passion Project has come to life.
Oh, Brilliant show. So great. Check it out. Channel 10 Sundays at 3 p.m. I must tell you, Hinesy, I'm determined to master my crispy sweet potato chips having watched your cooking show.
You can do it, Jo. The secret, tapioca flour and giving them space on the tray. You can't just dump them on the tray. They sweat. You've got to lay them out. Slowly, Joe.
I will admit I tend to dump my sweet potato chips on the tray. There is no doubt. But I'm very time poor.
And they are supposed then to separate themselves and say, righto, chaps, line up.
Sort yourselves out.
Line up.
That's right. Okay. So that's the key. I love that. But yeah. Do check out the show. It's so great. First up today is super important conversation about Kidney Health Australia's Red Sox appeal. Now, Gerald, we have spoken before about this very sad reality of kidney disease.
And I'm wearing my Red Sox.
You are. I'm flashing a leg at us.
Red Sox showing how, I'll just settle that hamstring down later on.
Yes.
Very important because it's not a disease which is we hear a lot about unless all the symptoms arise. And, you know, the stats are, I was just reading this yesterday, people who are affected by kidney issues can lose up to 90% of their kidney function before noticeable symptoms appear. 90%. That's you're almost no function before someone says, this isn't right.
Well, 63 people die every day in our country from kidney disease. So it feels like it's a very unspoken about chronic condition.
Yes, it is. Mm. And anybody with blood pressure, that involves kidney function. So it's all intertwined. So it will be a... It is a challenging thing that we've got to try and get over.
What I love too is that with campaigns like this, we're making it visible. You talk about that we don't hear about this. We don't know the numbers. We don't know the stats. You wearing your socks today, us talking about it today, brings awareness so that we are bringing it into the conversation and we can help those in need.
Yeah, so 1.5 million people... They estimate are unaware that they have symptoms. So that is why it is known as the silent killer. And so many of us would know actor Michaela Bannis from her performances on such iconic shows as McLeod's Daughters.
I'm fangirling here, Jo.
Upper Middleburgen. She's awesome. I love her dearly. But today she's joining us in her role as ambassador for the Red Sox Run appeal. And Michaela has her own story with kidney disease, which she's going to share with us in just a moment. Plus, I think you would agree with me that there's not much more debilitating than when you have a headache that you cannot find relief for. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful, particularly for people under 50. We worry about issues for the oldies over 50. I'm almost there. Mm-hmm. But for the under 50s, headache is a very debilitating issue. It really is, and probably getting worse.
And all different types. Mm. Yeah. I would always say, I have a headache, Joe. Mm. Apparently not. Different various types. Versions and places and types. Yeah.
You are different, aren't you?
Well, there are 200 different varieties of headaches.
200?
It's really extraordinary. So we're going to look at a way to not only combat them, but how to live with them when we're joined by Dr. Jason Ray, a neurologist and headache subspecialist at Alfred Health. Plus, we're going to talk skin sensitivity with pharmacist Amy Lamproglu. And, Gerald, you're going to be looking at how to prevent muscle cramps, another It's such a common thing, but really, really debilitating.
We'll have a chat about what magnesium might do, Heinzie.
It is.
You ready
best.
For that?
Yeah, can't
cool.
wait.
Good.
Do give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have, whether it's what to eat. We have Heinzie here to help you with that. A supplement that you might want to take, how to ease a symptom that you are experiencing at the moment. Do call 131 873. Next up, leading actor Michaela Banas and her childhood experience of chronic kidney disease on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Cetaphil range from $5.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions that you might have towards your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, most of us know Michaela Banas as one of Australia's favourite actors, having graced many TV shows, movies and theatre productions. I know her as one of the most delightful people to bump into at a premiere, I must say. And she's joining us in her role as Ambassador for Kidney Health Australia, Red Sox Run Appeal. Good morning, Michaela. It's so lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, lovely, Joe. It's so nice to speak with you. Hello, Gerald. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Michaela, excellent work jumping on board the Kidney Health Australia Red Sox Run Appeal. Tell us, what is it all about?
Thank you. And also, I'm very, very pleased to hear that Gerald is wearing his Red Sox today. Yeah. Very impressed.
I frock up, Michaela, when I come. I dress perfectly for radio.
Mad for a Red Sox. Look, I've been an ambassador for Kidney Health Australia for a couple of years now, and I'm particularly passionate about kidney health because it's affected me personally and it's affected another member of my family. I unfortunately had to have a kidney removed when I was almost five mm-hmm. years old, because I was born with a defect with my left kidney, and it wasn't discovered for almost 5.5 years. I was very ill, but fortunately, obviously, things turned out fine because I'm still here. And also, my beautiful nephew, unfortunately, he's only 8, but he's got 2 severely undersized kidneys. So as he goes through puberty, we're going to have to keep an eye on him to see whether he's going to have to go on dialysis and potentially have a kidney transplant. So a couple of us in the family with kidney health issues. And so, you know, people sort of forget. Well, don't forget. People don't really consider their kidneys very often, and it sounds daggy, but it's such an important organ because it's, you know, filtering your entire system, and people don't kind of realise that maybe something's wrong until, unfortunately, it's too late, because you can lose 90% of your kidney function with no symptoms. Mm. So it's kind of scary.
I'm so glad you're using your voice, your profile, to not only highlight what you and your family have gone through, but also what so many people go through that don't get noticed. But getting noticed is part of it here, and that's where the Red Sox come into it. Can you tell us why it is the Red Sox appeal?
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, people who are having kidney health issues, a lot of them end up on dialysis, and dialysis is where you're sort of strapped to a machine for up to 60 hours a month for some people, longer for others. Mm. And when you're attached to these machines that are filtering your entire system for you, if your kidneys are no longer able to do that for you, a lot of people get really cold, especially their feet, and so they've over the years given people socks to wear while they're having dialysis. Red is for kidneys, obviously, and so the Red Sox is where that idea comes from.
Michaela, we talk about lots of health challenges each Sunday when we get together here, but let me quote you from Professor Carol Pollock, Chair of Kidney Health Australia. She's a professor of medicine and all sorts of qualifications she got, and she says, While treatment options are critical, patients diagnosed with kidney issues currently have very few treatment options. And I get a lot of inquiries for people who have a compromised kidney function, and there is nothing on offer. With your work, do you feel that over time this might change? There's got to be some way we can diagnose issues earlier in the piece to try and prevent that pathway from kidney failure, dialysis, replacement, if you're lucky.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing, I think, and I don't want to scare people, but it is something important that I think people don't realise. As I said, 90% of kidney function loss before you have any symptoms, and it's too late. So for me, the other big one, apart from obviously the Red Sox run and really wanting people to get behind that in October, is also just, it's such a simple thing of getting a blood test.
Yes.
So when you're having your annual medical, or next time you're at the doctor and they're doing some bloods, just ask for your kidney function to be checked. Because it's early, it's getting that, finding out that information early.
Yes.
If you can know that early on in the situation, you can make some adjustments to your health and lifestyle, current health and lifestyle choices that can make a huge impact and improve your kidney health. And I think that's key. Like anything, of course, early detection, So just getting that really simple blood test, I cannot stress that enough. It's such an easy thing to do to be on top of it sooner rather than later.
But, Michaela, I think a lovely thing that you're doing as well with this appeal is that for the people who do know that they are struggling with kidney health issues, they feel not so isolated because it is a condition that's not spoken about that much.
Do you know what, Joe? The statistics are really staggering. I've mentioned a couple of them, but, we lose 63 Australians every day to kidney-related illness. It's quite a terrifying number. But the beautiful thing about Kidney Health Australia, this Red Sox appeal and the company in general, is that they are, obviously, we are raising funds to support a lot of Aussies who are living with this insidious disease. But also research, because as we just said, we just need to keep finding out how this works, how we can detect things earlier, what else can be done, and research is key to that.
You mentioned research, Michaela. I've done mine. Happy birthday for November the 14th.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm really... Do you know what? Getting older is a privilege. Sincerely.
Yes,
I
agree.
Like that.
Yes, and with your health challenges, good work.
Honestly, this nearly killed me as a child. My poor parents, I was young, so my memory of it is, strange little moments in hospital, et cetera, and I do remember being unwell. But honestly, after I had my my operation, the doctor said to my parents 2 weeks later, he said to my parents, 2 to 3 more weeks and she would have been dead. That's terrifying for my poor mum and dad, And I feel really lucky, and I think getting older is a privilege. So I celebrate my birthdays every year.
Very lucky. People born in November.
Absolutely support that. And Michaela, lovely as always to chat with you. I love this campaign. The idea is to run, walk or ride 60 kilometres in support of the 1.7 million Australians affected by kidney disease for the Red Sox run. Which one are you doing, running, walking or riding?
I'm walking because I'm not a great runner. I'm terrible on a bicycle. My balance is horrendous. But I'm doing it with my dog.
I love that.
We're just getting out with our pooch. Because it's 2 kilometres a day if you break it down. 60K sounds really overwhelming. But I can do that with my dog each day. So that's how we're doing it.
Beautiful. Well, head along to redsoxrun.org.au to get on board. Or, of course, you can donate anytime at kidney.org.au. Thanks, Michaela. Awesome to chat with you as always.
And buy your Red
Sox
jersey.
Thank you so much.
Yes, do buy your Red Sox.
Yep.
Very important. Thanks. Take care, Michaela.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good Sunday. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. We will get to them after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Cetaphil range from $5.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131 873 is our number. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Dorothy in Baxter.
Hello, Dorothy.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. The other day I had a vascular ultrasound in my stomach. They're looking for compressed nerves and they came across a compressed nerve on the left kidney, and it's called Nutcracker Syndrome.
Yes. And what
I'm
were you...
I'm not sure how that really affects people. So I wasn't really told much about it.
Well, that's the most important gap here, Dorothy, is to be able to find out as much as you can about what you do from now on. You've got a lot of living to do, and it's all very well to get the label. You've got the diagnosis. Wonderful. Now, we draw a line in the sand, and what do we do? Where do we exercise? What do we eat? What can we do to make sure our vein health in our abdomen is far better than what it might be? And away we go. So don't ever sit down, Dorothy, with a piece of paper and write down the questions. So when you see your GP, say, Doctor, I need 5 minutes, thank you, I have these questions to make sure I understand what the problem is and what I can do about it.
And in the meantime, we really need to prioritise good sleep, adequate nutrition, and also moving in a way that you can enjoy each and every day. Exercise doesn't have to be torturous.
No.
But you've got to stay well in those whole meals, mindset, moves, avenues, so that you are in the best position to look after yourself.
And we're talking kidney health, Dorothy, and there are ramifications on your kidney health with Nutcracker Syndrome too. So that's why you need to find out as much as you can as to how this issue affects you.
And that simple blood test that Michaela was talking about.
That's
important. Yeah. Josephine in Bass Hill, good morning.
Hi, Josephine.
Good morning. I'm blind. I've got an overactive bladder, so my doctor put me on oxybutane patches, which were great for the first month. But the second month, the new pack of patches, I've come up in red welts, very itchy.
Is this where the patch is applied, Josephine?
Yes.
Okay. What you do when you take the back off the patch, wave it around to let a lot of the adhesive evaporate, and then put it on a different spot on your body each time you apply it. And that'll give the old skin a chance to rest.
Okay.
There you go. It's quite simple.
All the best with that there. Now, taking good care of our skin is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves on a daily basis, no matter what the season. And joining us on the line is skincare expert and pharmacist Amy Lamproglou, who can give us some tips on what skincare regime we should be following. Hello there, Amy.
Good morning.
How many people would you say have sensitive skin, and what are the signs of this? Because I feel like I know a lot of people.
I'm with you.
Well, you're absolutely right. Sensitive skin is a really common condition. In fact, it affects about 70% of people worldwide. And it can present in a number of different ways across all age groups and skin tones. But the signs to look out for are dryness, a weakened skin moisture barrier, roughness, irritation, and tightness. And it's a unique experience for everyone, but lifestyle choices like exercise and diet may trigger sensitive skin, but there are also other contributors out of our control, like the weather.
Amy, as you were running through that list, I was like, oh, yeah, oh, I've had that, oh, I've got that today. So where do I begin? What are some of the specific ingredients that could help sensitive skin?
Well, look, choosing the right skincare for defending against those signs of skin sensitivity requires a science-backed blend of ingredients developed by the expertise of dermatologists. So we should be looking for ingredients like niacinamide that can help strengthen the skin moisture barrier and improve the skin's function, panthenol or provitamin B5 that helps to soothe and restore dry skin, which helps to result in a more supple appearance. And finally, glycerin, which is a humectant that draws water into the skin to maintain hydration and help prevent dryness.
So how do we look after our skin this summer? I do believe eventually the weather's going to start looking good. So what do we do then?
Well, look, let's hope so. And we're lucky in Australia to have one of the best summer seasons, but excessive summer heat can really dehydrate our skin. So maintaining hydration all year round is a commitment to the health of our skin, as skincare in the summer months is particularly important. And the key here is routine. So we really need to make sure that we're maintaining a healthy skincare routine morning and evening, starting with a gentle cleanser that won't strip the skin of moisture, and following up with a lightweight moisturiser, preferably a lotion in the summer months rather than a cream, and also never forgetting sun protection.
So I'm not particularly clever at these sorts of things, and also I'm a bit slack when it comes to my skincare, I must say. So how can we make sure that we use the right skincare product?
The most important thing we can do is looking for products that offer long-lasting hydration and that also have proven efficacy. So they really need to be backed by scientific research. So it goes back to looking for those ingredients like niacinamide, panthenol and glycerin to help to restore and maintain the skin moisture barrier.
You know, I think too that we can arm ourselves with knowledge by looking at the package.
Yeah.
And really absolutely engaging with what is in the product.
Absolutely. So when you're in pharmacy, turning over the back of the product and looking for those key active ingredients like niacinamide, panthenol and glycerin that really help to restore and maintain the health of our skin moisture barrier.
Yes.
And perhaps ask the staff for some help.
You could do that as well.
I know what I'm doing
today.
How
innovative was that?
I just think it's really important not to, and I've had a chat with myself about this. You know, you shouldn't just go, oh, I don't know about that and just put it on your skin anyway.
Like, yeah.
Actually, arm yourself with the knowledge. Yeah. I think it's important that you engage with it. Thank you so much for all of that information, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You have a great Sunday. Well, 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Plus, next up, we're going to talk headaches and how best to deal with them on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil Skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against 5 signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle, and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Cetaphil range from $5.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, with some 5 million Australians suffering regularly from migraines, we thought we'd get some tips on the prevention and management of headaches this morning. And joining us on the line is Dr. Jason Ray, a neurologist and headache subspecialist at Alfred Health, Austin Health and Monash University. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us because we know that headaches are so common. We hear a lot about it here on the show. It is a simple question, but how do you define a headache?
Yeah, it's a really good question and one which we don't really think about a lot. So headaches, we ourselves classify as either a secondary headache, which that is it arises from a second symptomatic disorder or process, or primary headaches where the pain itself is the disorder, which include examples like migraine, cluster headaches and tension type headaches, which people will be familiar with.
Jason, sometimes I don't know if I've got a headache or a migraine. How do I know the difference?
Yeah, so it's often quite difficult to tell apart tension-type headaches and migraines. So migraines, they're more commonly throbbing, moderate or severe pain, which often will start on one side before spreading and building in severity over time. But typically for a migraine, if you try and continue your day, if you try and continue with physical activity, the pain just gets worse and worse, and you can get nausea, sensitivity to light or sensitivity to sound. And that's really what gives that kind of prototypic experience of somebody with migraine who they try and retreat into a dark room. They don't want to move. That light or sound is bothering them. Tension-type headaches, by contrast, they're a featureless headache. Generally speaking, they're briefer, they're not as severe, and they're not associated with those more migrainous features of nausea, sensitivity to light and sound.
Jason, the Global Burden of Disease studies announces that migraine represents the second leading cause of disability worldwide and the leading cause of reversible disability in people under the age of 50. Do we underestimate the role and the interference that a headache may cause in our quality of life?
Unquestionably, it's an area which hasn't received enough either experience or research or approach it all from either the healthcare community or health policy makers. It's more common than diabetes, it's more common than asthma, but we don't have a national management plan on how we should approach it. We can't even with great confidence say how many people in Australia suffer from migraines and from headaches because the research just really hasn't even been done.
And I'm surrounded by, because I am 50, surrounded by women who are perimenopausal or menopausal. So for them, migraine is an ongoing concern and they're constantly trying to work out the triggers. Is this a part of our plan to try and manage our headaches and migraines?
Certainly. So in terms of managing migraines with my patients, I try and break everything down into three main pillars. So addressing lifestyle factors and triggers as best as we can, coming up with an acute plan for when you've got the headache, and then effective preventative treatments to try and help reduce the number of days you have a headache to begin with. So identifying those individual triggers and coming up with an individualised plan is certainly very important.
So if we're talking about the prevention and we're doing whatever we can do to manage it, at what point do we see our doctor?
So it's really important to see your doctor. Firstly, if you're worried, if there's been a change in your headaches, or if there's been any other symptoms that go along with your headaches that are concerning for you. Also, if your headache is occurring regularly, if it's not responding to the simple measures and if it's impacting on your life, are really a sign that you should speak to your GP specialist or a neurologist.
Jason, concussion is in the news. As a neurologist, are you concerned about where concussion and head injuries are going as far as headaches for life are concerned? Is it something we need to be throwing more money at, try and find out what's going on?
It certainly is, and it's the interplay of concussion as a trigger for headaches and who that affects and how it affects and really how it gets started is something that we really just don't understand. It's an area which needs some ongoing research and a better understanding of who's at risk and how to help prevent it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thank you so much for your call, Jason. We certainly get a lot of calls about this every week, so it's very illuminating to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks.
And let's get to some calls. We have Rose in Melbourne. Hi there, Rose.
Hello, Rose.
Hello. I'm just ringing about headaches I get across my eye area nearly every day. Mm-hmm. And if I squeeze the top of my nose, the bones, that hurts. But they're quite significant headaches around the bones in my eye.
There's a number of things to be considered here, Rose, and your doctor is the starting point. You may need to go and have your eyes checked. You may have you may need to actually have a scan done on your sinuses, because you can have sinus build up and that causes pressure. It may be tension, it may be dehydration. So you need to keep a track, Rose. Keep a little book. What time of the day does it come? How are you feeling generally? How long does it last? Whether you've been watching television, whether you've been reading, whether you've got nasal congestion at the time, all of these issues may impinge on those headaches behind your eyes.
Thanks for the call, Rose. Chris in Hyatt, good morning.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well.
I hope you can help me.
Good morning, Chris.
I get about once a month for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I get this throbbing pain up the left-hand side of my head from my neck up to the base of the skull.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do about it, Chris?
Nothing.
Well, it's probably time to do something. Have you discussed it with your doctor? Because your neck might be out. It could be a position you have when you're sleeping. It could be lots of different things. This is, as Jason's just mentioned, there's 200 different types of headache, which means that there's probably 1,000 different underlying factors which may impinge on it. So you've got to start somewhere. I would be making notes, as I mentioned before, Chris. What time of the month it happens? Is it a time of the day? Do you wake up with it? Does it develop during the day?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Angie?
This is for Chris and all of our callers and listeners today about headaches. There's three things I want people to think about in their day to day: how much sleep they had, their hydration levels, and how many screens they're looking at. Okay. And I know it's different for everybody, but we should be getting no less than 7 hours sleep. As you get older, you don't need that much, but let's just talk 7 to 9 hours is
seven
optimal.
7 to 9, is it?
Mm-hmm. Water, no less than 2 litres, but if you exercise, you need more. Mm-hmm. If you sweat profusely, you need more. And if you have a lot of diuretics like coffee, you need more. And thirdly, screen time. If we're not watching TV, we're watching our phone. If we're not watching our phone, we're watching iPads.
Mm.
We need to switch off. Because we're seeing a huge incursion
of
these
headaches. That's a big call from you, aren't you?
I know. But I really want people to think about that going into their day. Drink water, sleep, and be out in nature without your phone.
Yes. Oh, simple. That's so true. Gosh, it's rejuvenating, isn't it? Yes, I love it. Oh, I'm going straight there.
So you're telling me you're going to be walking today without your phone?
For a portion of today.
Well, thank you so much for your calls. Keep them coming. And next up, those pesky ailments that can really become torture, muscle cramps.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals range from $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of vitamins. And most certainly I hear a lot from my family, people of a certain generation.
Oh, the 50-year-olds.
They're often up around the house at night time with cramps. Can't sleep because of cramps in their legs.
How often do we talk hydration as we did before? And that's a way to start. But in the world today, we probably don't get the nutrients from our food that we get. And there's lots of reasons why you get cramps or muscle tightness. And it usually revolves around a lack of magnesium. And there's no simple test. My mum, recently at 96, her geriatrician rang and said, "We've done a blood test on your mum. She's got low magnesium." Now, it shows we probably don't, unless there are a really keen focus on blood tests, we don't get it routinely done. So look at magnesium. If you are getting muscle twitches, if you get eyelid twitches, muscle twitches, if you're getting cramps at night, remembering that if it could be cholesterol medication as well, if it's a simple option that works very quickly. It's a safe mineral. It's easy to take. Comes usually best in powder form. Mix it in some water. It will help you sleep, relieve tension, particularly if you've got even back issues. It will relieve the tension in your back. But we don't get enough in our food, do we?
No, we don't, GQ. I mean, there's so many magnesium-rich foods out there that you can have. We're talking avocados is a good one, so guacamole.
Yes.
Fatty fish, crispy skin salmon, and dark chocolate.
I know where you're going with this.
We can't go.
Is there a recipe here?
There might be a recipe we can explore.
3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, if you go to House of Wellness, there's also a whole bunch of great recipes there on our tab. But I'm curious, mate, like, is it the same solution when it comes to injury or exercise?
Anything that involves muscle repair, anything that involves fatigue, where you may not be getting quality sleep, magnesium probably plays a role. And because it's so available and so relatively safe, interaction-free, give it a run.
Okay, I'm in.
The A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease. Tired, tight, cramping or spasming muscles, you might need magnesium. Move with ease with Ultra Muscle Ease. We've got time for one more quick call. Good morning, Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, good morning.
How can we help?
I've been told that I've got chronic kidney disease.
Okay.
My late mother also had it. And she was referred to someone at Epworth.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know, and I believe they're called nephrologists.
The specialist, the phrase is a nephrologist, certainly. And, Kathy, you need to get onto it. Get your GP into that referral program. As Michaela outlined before, you can't ignore issues like this. And if you've had that CKD, chronic kidney disease, diagnosed, you need to take control, become empowered, and you may have to raise your voice to really get some action done. So get onto it tomorrow.
Yes, and you would hope that the GP is referring Kathy to the right person.
Well, it sounds like it hasn't happened yet, but it needs to happen.
And very quickly, good morning, Ian in Beaumaris.
Hello, Ian.
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Listen, I've been diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia.
Okay.
And I had the first attack about 18 months ago, which was very, very minor.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 months ago, I had another attack, which was sort of not too bad, and I had MRIs. Went through a neurologist and sort of did a very short period on Tegretol, and it sort of went away.
Good.
But about 3 weeks ago, I had a really severe attack, and I had three attacks probably in about 4 or 5 hours and ended up in hospital with sort of body going into shock and all this sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm sort of on a daily intake of Tegretol twice a day with 100 milligrams.
Good.
But now I've sort of developed a moderate rash, and I'm sort of taking Polaramin to alleviate that. So I just wonder what's in your bag of tricks, what sort of other alternatives you would sort of suggest before I sort of look at the surgery angle of this.
Well, let's hope the surgery is the last option, Ian. But look, it could be the Tegretol. I'd be going back to the GP and just saying this rash has arisen since the regular Tegretol. The dose of that might be modified. You can lower it even further. And with a bit of luck, the rash will go away. But you've identified a potential problem. Get onto it.
Thanks, as always, to our callers. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have have further questions, you're looking for some more information, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you busy running from event to event or busy treating muscle fatigue from exercise, stress or tension? Try Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease from Chemist Warehouse. It contains highly bioavailable magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation, and B vitamins to support energy levels, getting you off the bench and back to your busy lifestyle. Try Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease from $35.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals range from $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. Now, if you want more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today at midday for the TV House of Wellness. And I believe, Heinzie, you're putting your body on the line for us.
What is this? Heinzie's Health Hacks.
A new segment, guys. Every week I am road testing the wonderful, weird and wacky in health and wellness. So if you've heard about it, I road test it.
What's today?
Today is whether infrared saunas work, what it involves, and I go in head first, literally.
And what's tell us the result.
No, well, you've got to watch the show.
You get to see me in my little knickers.
What a joy. But infrared saunas, this is what blows my mind. It's not like a hot, like steamy sauna.
No, you get warm from the inside out from lights.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know. It is the weirdest sensation because it's not like the hot box with the coals or the steam or steam room. You just start to warm up and you get so sweaty. You get so warm.
But they say it's very good for your health. I'm interested to know.
Yeah, it's a jam-packed show.
It's the best segment in today's episode.
Oh, look, I actually found that I couldn't take my phone in there. Too hot for the phone.
Oh, bad.
Oh, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Too hot.
There you go.
That's time
an
out
hour.
In itself.
No screen time. There
my favourite story, apart from yours, of course, Heinzie, was, are you a fog eater?
Oh, yeah.
As in, you're eating in a fog. Whereas for me, I'm very mindfulness eater. That's what I like to do.
Are you?
Yes, most definitely. Oh. Gerald, as always, lovely to see
you. Good to see you both, Heinzie.
Great to see
I've
you
warned
both.
Melbourne that you're in town, so just enjoy it.
Make sure you check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.